Christian Audio presents Living Wisely, Believing the Truths of Scripture by Cynthia Heald. Narrated by Anne Richardson. Author's Note. Thank you for wanting to listen to this book. I'm honored to be a small part of your life as you consider the truths that continue to transform my life. You can use this book in several ways. As I have written it, I have pictured myself sitting across the table from you and sharing my heart as we have a cup of tea. I have tried to anticipate your questions and needs. Enjoy the book as a kind of conversation between the two of us. You can also use the book in a group Bible study or book club. After each chapter, you will find reflection questions and Bible verses that can help stimulate discussion about what you have heard. I pray that however you study this book, you will desire in a fresh way to grow in wisdom, so you may live wisely in our perplexing world. Wisdom is far more valuable than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with it. Blessings as you take hold of His hand and walk in His true and right paths. Cynthia Heald. Introduction. My Search for Wisdom. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. Robert Frost, The Road Not Taken. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do, and whatever else you do, develop good judgment. If you prize wisdom, she will make you great. Embrace her, and she will honor you. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 7 through 8. It was September 1959. The psychedelic 60s were about to explode into a countercultural movement that would have an impact on our country for decades. I was a 20-year-old senior on a university campus, and three of my friends and I were moving into a large off-campus house that had been remodeled for a semi-communal living project. The directors of this venture had a vision for teaching qualified students to think philosophically, to be exposed to the basic tenets of world religions, and to learn about how to live together in a true community. This unique opportunity was a radical concept for our university campus, an atmosphere of intellectual exploration of truth with others who were committed to the same goals, and it was just what I was looking for. My teen years were spent in the conservative 1950s, but in college I began to read and listen to the voices that called for revolutionary ideas. This new community seemed to provide a perfect, safe place to examine truth and learn how to make a difference in the world. I was in the right place at the right time. Each week, the members of our community attended two night classes. We read numerous authors, such as Jean-Paul Sartre, Charles Darwin, Soren Kierkegaard, and Rudolf Bultmann. We were intent on exploring a wide spectrum of viewpoints about the significance of life and how we should live in a world of uncertainty. As part of our community lifestyle, we ate evening meals together and then launched into lively discussions about current issues and world problems, from the Cold War with Russia to the coming free love revolution. One of the members of our group was in a continual state of distress because he believed that an atomic war with Russia was imminent. Our group was passionate about race relations, and our fervor led us to insist on a meeting with the president of our university. He graciously invited a few of us to lunch and listened to our pleas for racial integration on our campus and in our country. Our group fiercely debated questions about how religion should affect our lives, what the purpose of life is, and our right to challenge the status quo. Little did I know that we, along with countless other students, were planting the seeds for the coming civil rights movement and the Vietnam War protests. We were the forerunners and future leaders of Students for a Democratic Society, SDS, on our campus. This community was in every way a challenge to the establishment, and I felt that I was on the cutting edge of our culture, poised to change the world. But within this community, I had one more personal goal. I was searching for foundational truth to live by.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?